남다 저름 저제 사이시든 된진 밤여르는 거변제 샤랍님데 너무 조금 살 도저 등근 좀 라장사로 농금 지스 소매 버진도 상부주베 주지 인근 땀 대외야도 주르장자세 솔로나베 생겨 테멜로저 소 리금사베 민주담에서 르니엘람제 로브르 대신 구신데보 던제바 용진 어머 주버제라
다 계란 넘버 상맥에 다 당보 근데 삼바 군호 넘버 타베고는 담배 추 새로 나왔어
To begin with, please again all of you develop the pure motivation and having cleared your mind with the pure thoughts then listen to the teaching of attentively.
되네 어트레스 되네 되네 다른 게 값수 다 가장 많은 쪽에 단다 로션 된 뒤만 안에 되네 된 당부디 다조 원룩이 되네 당부 원룩이나 섭소네 되네 대답이 전주 그 셈을 좀 비치 깨버려 제발라 되네 땡 늑 되네 양타바지 깨는 마소나 다 부슨 소바지 구구요하리 대 인두 Tene so tene lamen nanjur tang tene te ten do la lodo na bisil tene tene ngondruk tan dorna tene lot chus yang ta bon dor che bat res tene tharing ge kap su pa ba la tene den ni ba tene so tang ngui si chan ju ge sem ro bi ge bat res
so again simply to remind you that our subject of this seminar is on the 7-point mind training Last night we talked about the first point which deals with the preliminary practice. Through the preliminary practice that we become a perfect container, so to speak, to actually contain, to maintain very blessing and therefore in order to make ourselves as that perfect container, as again explained, one do the practice of the Guru Yoga, and contemplate upon the four thoughts that turns our mind from samsara, or also known as the four reminders. And today we will be discussing upon the actual bodhicitta.
Tere, tene te indu, tango shi chanju ke sem rumbuche kyeba tere. Tene chanju ke sem rumbuche tela yang, tene chetang ke, tene tangbo, 단담 전주기 세미론 부채 당 되는 군접 전주기 세미론 부채에서 나면 니수요래 대인도 되는 당보 되는 단담 전주기 세미론 부채 안에 깨바대 고요래스 당보 깨고요래스
So in the subject of the bodhicitta also that there are the ultimate bodhicitta and relative bodhicitta that our whole idea, the goal, purpose, is to experience or develop the ultimate bodhicitta.
And this one is the Tangbo, Tandam Chanjuk, the Semla, Slabne, then the Kunzu Chanjuk, the Sem, the Kib, Bena, Tsunga, the Junsen, the Tandek Capsula, Tarik Capsula, Ingo, the Carrera Sena, then the Tangbo, Tandam Chanjuk, the Sem, Gombat, the Sunga, the Sem, Tandam Chanjuk, the Sem, Gombat, the Sunga, the Junsen, the Carrera Sena, then the Jedanke. 군접 전주기 섬 잠닝제 전주기 섬 롬부지데 깨버 제발라 근데 깨급이 좀센지 보고요 그래서 대인도 근데 던담 전주기 섬 세도 제단 강하는 세계 와서나 근데 근데 최탐 근데 던담백의 내로 던담 전주기 섬 세야티 던담백의 내로 될 세계요 그래서 던담백의 내로 데 간대지레스나 근데 가라서 남부산지 백의 따외의 토네 시에반는 신게 다 가서 오래 흉토 토네 땜반는 신게 최탐제 Then it tenders the Ransin Yimba, then a drip a tatamje the Tawa Yimba chick, Tella, Tandam Chanjuk Sem Segiore. Tian Tabaji to Tobayena, then a tem ma to be Sinjan Tamjel and Ninjan Tabaji Tobajiki, then a guns of Chanjuk Sem Yuris. This one's on Tambu Tandam Chanjuk Sem Gomgo between the Tunatires.
So, according to the 7-point mind training, it gives the teaching here first of the ultimate bodhicitta. To actually give birth to the relative bodhicitta. Because the purpose
is that
the purpose is that the whole idea of the developing of the loving kindness and compassion of the bodhicitta start with the understanding or meditating upon the ultimate bodhicitta. And the ultimate bodhicitta in this sense means that ultimate nature of all phenomena. And what is the ultimate nature of all phenomena is
that
ultimate nature of all phenomena, here one must include as external phenomena and internal phenomena of self and everything, is that they are the interdependent connections, that there is not a single thing that could exist on its own, not needing to depend upon anything. Having understood that side, aspect, that of the ultimate nature of the external and internal phenomena, then one develops or able to experience the development or the practice of the relative bodhicitta.
This is your is. This is do. Bena, karere se na. Bena, jedang ke kunzub chanju kisem na tene tuandam chanju kisem ta tuandam chanju kisem di nilu tokwa chi yore ba. Tuandam chanju kisem di yantak bachi gyula kiewa ti. Kunzub chanju kisem na tene wune tokwa ku yore is. Yena yang kunzub chanju kisem di kiewa ki kondula tuandam chanju kisem rumbuchi di gomni jedang ke chwe tamche ki nilu kanyi yinbachi. Bena, philosophical tone jik ha koya mena tene kunzub chanju kisem di kie tokwa ma re is.
Now, one must not again mix with as a general explanation of this relative and the ultimate bodhicitta. Generally, it is presented that you develop the relative bodhicitta to experience towards the ultimate bodhicitta. But the reason why in this particular case that the ultimate bodhicitta is presented to apply first to meditate upon the relative bodhicitta is that first one has to have some understanding of the comprehension of all the nature of phenomena through the philosophical way or through the intellectual way. And with that understanding, then such development of the or cultivation of the relative bodhicitta is make it possible.
So,
how it is made possible is because when you learn such thing through your logical reasoning, philosophic ways, then you understand that those who have not recognized, who have not realized the emptiness state of the shunyata, that you, from your logic you have understood that things are empty, so you feel compassionate upon those confused beings who are not aware of the emptiness or shunyata.
Tene tangbu kaansung yorasa chuna melam tabu sam tene sungbari. Tesungdu kaansung yorasa na chenangi chue tamche tana melam tang yuma tabu yinba sam tene sungbari. Kande sung yorasa na melam nangla ni kube kapsu melam nangla tane pena kaan yungu yina ti ngone yinba rabuchita damba yinba rabuchiki sosuke nyamsu nyongu yorati yina yang titi ngomare yomanis. Pe tin nang shin ki tene tanda ngaranzu ke nawan di tsangma tene dambare, ngomare, chubiore, sambandi, tene pet semge pa, lu takwa samji mato, tene tuantambala chuba meba, yimba songzang, tene chuetamji melamda gyumatapa sambachas, tene songares.
So the slogan that relates to the ultimate bodhicitta, to apply upon ourselves the ultimate bodhicitta is regard all phenomena as dream. Now again, that phenomena one should not simply think as the outer or external phenomena, everything as a dream. Reason why it is said here that regard all the phenomena as a dream is that in the dream, while you're dreaming, everything seems to be very solid, real, very true, that whatever you're dreaming. But the moment you awake from very dream, that which seemed to be so real, concrete, are not real at all. There are no substantial, no concreteness, and that all the mental state. So therefore, everything that you thought was so real in dream was simply labeled by mind. It was real. Actually, that what existed in dream has no reality. So therefore, one must regard everything, every perception we have in our ordinary life like is like a dream or a magic or illusion.
This song is. This song do khan sung goyo re sena. Ane, bena, tanda ti chue tam che, tene melam do gyumat da wu sung gobi gyum sen ti tanda de khara re sena. Ane, tanda ti re es. Then a tandang around so gay, then a jedanke, then a gunzo can now want his tongue ma, then a ben a dendril can now on a dene, and a cora chigla chick dendril dene, then a trubatar to hungry or is. Yena young, then a turn tambala, rano so soon on a trubdebaji yomad, then a trubat dendril you trubat now on della.
So, in that manner, understanding again logically all the existence of the outer phenomena and everything is interdependent, that there is nothing that exists on its own, and not understanding that interdependent nature of everything, again, with a confused state of our mind, we have labeled it very concrete, real, existing on its own, one identity. So therefore, having a strong fixation upon the existence of everything on its own, it's a given here that the idea or the teaching that we must learn to regard every external, internal phenomena as a dream, there's no concrete, real existence in it.
Dorna, then it's your time to take
In short, one has to be aware that every phenomena is simply the projection of your own mind. Just exactly like the teaching in the Mahamudra, that all the phenomena is simply the mind's creation, which explains. One must really put one's mind towards the very teaching that Mahamudra expresses, this, that phenomena is simply
this
the mental
creation. Kunzok and Nawadi, Truba Yomari, Melam the Jumata Buris and Sayon, Kogi Yomaris, Namia, Melam Kunzok and Nawad and Namia Kogi Yomaris, Yinaya, then a Koran Granshin Kaniba, Tender Granshin Sayati, Ben a Yubala ten, Meba, Mabel ten, Yuba, Tender ten, Resig Yor and Mato, Ben a Chutam, the Melam the Jumata was city, Mabati, Takasa or Melam Jumata Buris, the Mendo, what is the Yego Vachisig Yomaris.
So when the emphasis is put upon the idea that we must regard all the external and internal phenomena as a dream, not real. We're not asking the people to reject all our perception. to ignore everything you perceive. What is being asked here is that whatever you perceive, every perception is simply interdependent. There's no existence of one on its own or on its not needing to depend on anything.
This is the interdependence. Tachigdo yeba lteni meba sigyo mas meba lteni yeba yeme nige talende ba sigyo mas. Dela tongbani is.
So in the idea of again interdependent, they're not based on any extremes of the nihilism, non-existent, or they're not based upon the eternalism existing. This interdependence goes beyond existing and non-existing. So therefore, since there is the interdependence upon existing is non-existing, non-existing is upon existing, so it goes beyond the eternalism and nihilism.
Judzele Tubdeva Tende Kaya Meba, Tene Sem Korangi, Tene Ranshin, Motomba, Number Salwa, Sadon Sundu Jubaranshin Chigla, Sigioris, Major Rigbishila, just Tikin Shila, Jesuare.
So now, having regarded that every phenomena as like the dream, now next stage is that also that you examine that who is aware of all the external and internal phenomena as a dream. So therefore, that next slogan is examine the nature of unborn awareness. That very unborn or that very awareness that knows that every phenomena is like a dream, you must examine that as well.
Oh, this journey. Tene bana sem singe di dorna duks ta shin che yondu sem singe di tene ranshi kewa meba tene tar kewa meba la tene ngagwa meba kenga ne sumda chawe ke tene bana ngo tene tongba namba salwe ke ranshi ji yimba jik ta kom sam to go yo res.
So in that manner, when you look directly at the very nature of the awareness, which is the mind, that mind is free from birth. Since it's free from birth, it cannot be obstructed by anything, and therefore it is also not resting in any particular location. So mind is free from birth, cessation, and a present particular location. It's beyond such. So when you have learned to look at the very, or examine at the very nature of the unborn awareness, or the very nature of mind, if you learn to look at the very nature of mind, that strength of your ability to look at the very nature of the mind eliminates all the neuroses, klesha itself. Because that eliminates all the neuroses and klesha itself without needing to depend upon different remedy. That's why the next slogan says that self-liberation, the antidote, the self-liberation. It implies that when you look at the very nature, you know how to look at the very nature, then all the clashes or defilements are self-liberated.
배나 또는 단단 잡으시이나 배나다 시장기 님부터라 때문에 배나 쇠박검 닝지 때문에 쇠박검의 텐데스전에 고구여와네스. 때문에 쌤 코랑기 전담배기 배나 전담배 전주 쌤 롬부치티 워시에네 쌤 코랑기 내일을 샤토바이나 때문에 시장 코 배나 시장 잡으시 랑바이나 시장 코랑기 오를 파투스탄 로드 될 때에는 슈게 때문에 시장 생에 대해 때문에 런슈게 졸 두고요 그래서 대수송자 될 때는 인분이 자랑서 졸 송어를
To give you further clearance in this idea of the self-liberation, at present, when we are in ordinary state, that let us take the example of the conflicting emotion, anger. When such conflicting emotion becomes uncontrollable, we will ask, because we are in ordinary state, that to be patient, be tolerant, that is the remedy if we are practicing in ordinary level. But accordance with the bodhisattvayana or that of the mind training, according to the mind training of the ultimate bodhicitta, that you having become familiar with that very technique or meditation of looking direct at the very nature. So when anger rises, you look at the very nature of that anger and it dissolves. Yeah, that is liberating, self-liberating, without needing to depend on any other remedy, such as patience or tolerance.
Tandam Chanju Sam Rumbuchi, the Khan Sigur, Senna Teta Vuki, then a Sem Koranki, then a Stokbege, Sushabege, Mayim Bachike, then a Sem Korangi, then a Ranshi, Machu Numenala, Shabatella, then a Tandam Chanju Sam Rumbuchi.
So when you rest in the fresh nature of the mind, free from any conception, free from any condition, free from any creation, or sorry, mental creation. That is the what it explains in the next slogan as rest in the essential nature of alaya. You're resting in that very essential nature, which is very free from any ordinary thoughts or created mind or conditioned mind.
Bena, this say on do, then it te. 때는 나란 속에 쯧당 게 때네 착제 첨부당 때네 조거 첨부 그 값 속에 때네 다 뒤다 된다 찍받을 밥이 온 거요. 그래서 때네 착제 첨부를 아버지 이나양 때네 믹스에게 착제 첨부 건바 인스인데 남도 파 각받은 주발 바 제스 투 남도게 제스 나와다 각바 가야 맞아봐 때네 단대기 코랑 남도 코랑 게 시바 코랑 알아 Then Major Bengal and Yamasha say a tetang, and the more greasing on the shot say at Tanda Chibal Lego, your rest. Teta, Tene, Taganan is talking about in a repeated in Dun Yamasha say at Tanda Chibal Lego, your rest. This one's a tilt and a tandem chanju sem say at Tanda Tissig, your rest.
The whole meaning of resting in the essential nature of Alaya is very much the same as that is expressed in the Mahamudra and Mahaati. In Mahamudra, when you are asked, to rest your mind in on its own nature without clinging to any thought, without rejecting any thought when you are asked to rest your mind. Free from clinging or rejecting, but on its own nature. It is very same as asking rest in the essential nature of Alaya as well as it is very similar to the Mahaati, resting your mind in the awareness, a very awareness.
Oh, tendes chidu, this one zan, tende le tene, dat chetanke, and the tunzum del mo tux chevere, te indu, tene dat tundum chanju is sem, dat benachetanke kain, but so suge, dat tambo gombati, tux goguyores. Te gomni. Then gomba tell a tene, that Kunzu Chanjuki semti, that Kandiske, who was not head of Yuki, tene yang thabe nelo am tön thambe ge nelo semdi nelo de yang thabe ngom ma shebe tene pena chitang ge ngara do simje thamje ge gyul ye ba yina yang tene pena ngom ma shebe la tene tene koala true yo re tele tene tene pena jamnyeng ji ge gu yo re.
So that's how one apply the ultimate bodhicitta through such practice, applying such meditation upon oneself. So when we said that one must apply this ultimate bodhicitta, one must not again mistake that as a total realization. We're not saying that you realize the ultimate bodhicitta, but you apply the technique or the method of the ultimate bodhicitta. Based upon the very method of the ultimate bodhicitta, you learn or understand intellectually that the very essential nature of a Buddhahood being within every one of us. Therefore, you understand that many do not recognize or aware of that very nature within themselves, and understanding that intellectually, you develop a natural, effortless compassion upon those who are not aware of such within themselves. That is compassion developing. That leads you or enables you to develop effortlessly the relative bodhicitta.
Tene, Kunzup Chanju Kisem Seya Tila, Zo Kansi Yorisena, Simjan Tamche, Dewadan Dendugu Lo, Shambatang, Simjan Tamji Dunga the Tandugu Lo, Ningji, Cham Ningji Nitila Sigioris.
Now, briefly, what is relative bodhicitta? Is relative bodhicitta is the mind to establish all sentient beings to the cause of happiness. So therefore, wanting to provide that happiness is very much your love or concern. And the relative bodhicitta also means that the mind to separate every sentient being from very root or cause of pain or suffering, which is compassion, that mind wanting to provide happiness, wanting to uproot from the suffering or pain, compassion, loving kindness is the relative bodhicitta.
Oh, this re, the Hindu, this one zan ta, bena theta vugi kunzup ki, ane kandes gogi orasena theta vugi thandam chanju ki sem rumbu che, jetang ki simjen thamche, thamche, ta kandes gogi orasena simjen thamche dewa dan dendu lo, Dungada Chandu Loyeva Shajiri. Then it bana Jedang one Shabayina, Tandam Chanju Kusem the Sosu Yevayina, Ting Woma Shine, then it truly Dungan number not so but Nyungu or Sambege, Sosuke, Ningzi Chabuchi. Tijeval Tene, Dungan number not so but Nyungu Yore, this sonza, then it Teta Vuke, Simjang Dungal Tensu Tamche, then it rang a cell to a chip, Sambeke, then it Samba Jene, then it Casavore Dashi.
So to proceed towards the actual practice of the relative bodhicitta, one must again understand the basic, the suffering, pain of all sentient beings. Knowing that all sentient beings have very essential nature of the Buddhahood, not recognizing that all living beings are undergoing various types of pain, suffering, illness, and frustration, and so forth. Knowing that their basic cause of such pain and suffering is due to their ignorance of not knowing that very nature of the mind, then having a strong longing from your heart to provide them actual happiness, uproot from the pain or suffering, then you proceed towards the practicing of exchanging yourself with the others.
Then, 단다 군접 전주기 셈 스타페나 세고베 줌센트 단다 가르세나 단데 값솔라 군접 세고베 줌센티 페나 랑싱게 마임바 담부 깨고고요 알아요 대인두 페나 단데 값솔라 나랑서 다 생일지다 신 생일지다 때문에 랑라 차바다 신라 당와스 다신닝게 진밤 똑바디요 알아요 대인두 때문에 랑라 약부지 고고요서 때문에 신라 페나 두고 전에 배낭하면서 다 가서 우리 시작적으로 만나고 시작이나 당부 나눠서 그게 다 어떤 데스고고요. 그래서 될 때는 군족 세급의 중생대 배낭 전남 세급의 중생대 런싱케 다 가서 우리 마주뱅하는 기회를 드시게요. 군족 생애 다 당부 두고고요. 그래서 공고요.
So in that manner, having that longing to remove all beings from suffering and illness, then you apply the practice of giving and receiving. In Tibetan, it's known as Donglen practice. Now, why such practice is regarded as the relative bodhicitta? Why relative is such dear? Is this very practice of the giving and receiving does needs tremendous effort to do so. Why it needs a tremendous effort is because at present we have, through the habitual pattern, built the notion of existing self and other. Having this very notion of existing self and other, you have attachment to yourself and not that much concern for other. And so when you accept the pain and suffering of other upon yourself, it is not very easy practice. It does not become simple, easy upon accepting that idea, nor it is easy to give your happiness to other because you have the notion of my, me and other. Therefore, since this needs a tremendous effort to do, to accept such, it is known as the relative bodhicitta in the such so that you can overcome the whole idea or notion of the separation between me or self and others.
This tendency is the same. The Hindu, this one, the slogan, the Donglen Nyipa Pemajar, the Nyi Lung Ketala, the Sumare, the Sundu, the Kunzup Chanjuk Sam Tene, the Chamning Jetela Tene, the Dakshin Gongu Yores, the Benajadange, the Naranzu Purlobuji, the Dabujina. 다 견한도 다 우리 다리에 되려나 하고 그래 당보 되는 소수에게 파마 된줄 가르래서는 쩌와요 그래 된줄을 빼시 안에 좀 배전 배게 장안에 되는 배근으로 왔으면 이제 탐지를 고민할 텐데 지금요 그래 근데 이나야 다 도발을 되는 신기 가서 그래 뭐가 찍고 이나면은 미신 강이나면은 다 소수에게 탐지에게 동을 된줄 다 배나 동네 검수도 가능성이 열었으나 되는 소수에게로 왔으면 이제 탐지에게 되는 동을 된줄 소수에게 주 랜 랜토바 쇼 Lamber Shu Sambegi, Sambateda, then the social get Sagbegi, Gewatang, then the Dewa Tamche, Shena Dewa Yi, Der Sambegi, then the Samba Gunont number Tawati, Jene, Guguyores.
So the
only say at Tandangomatis Yores.
So the
Land Tuba, then a change Dunga Land Tup Sambegi, Samba, then the Rangi Dewa to the Shena Der Sambegi, Samba, or Tendesi Guguyores.
So the slogan that is related to the Donglen practice. That is related to the receiving and giving practice is that train in alternatively sending and taking and do the alternation riding on the breath. So the whole idea is again giving and receiving. Now traditionally in Tibet that the sending and receiving practice sending and receiving practice of the bodhicitta in generally in a
belse
So generally in the practice of the bodhicitta, that in the eastern countries, it starts with taking and receiving from someone who is very close, dear to oneself. So basically it starts with one's own family, one's own parent, father, mother, and so forth, and then then extending such feeling to all beings, as you might be familiar with the teachings in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, which is expresses very clearly. So the expansion or the development of such a receiving and giving starts very gradually from few limited number of being and to the limitless beings as develops gradually. But whatever it is that in West, you must use such a technique that whoever you feel more close, dear, and from starting from that point, then you try to develop towards the infinite number of all beings. Generally, that what is really necessary in this whole idea of the Tonglen practice, giving and receiving, is that you should have a strong trust, self-confidence in yourself that I can remove all the pain or suffering of sentient being. That feeling or trust I can is necessary. And at the same time, I will give them all happiness or my happiness. That will, very strong trust, those two. Points are very necessary in the practice of the Tonglen. I can and I will.
Tere, tene tesson zan te indu ta te tene tene tetta buge samba til shishane tene ngoso ta bena nyamnel tabde sirdola lungita la kyen sonare lungita la kyen sonde khan songge yore sana te samba te tene tene ngoso ta bena sosu ge tuksene Ukto Ubiyong Capsula, then a bana Kamsum Gisinjan Tam Jake, then a Dungalda, Dungalgi Yu, Led a Yomon Balas of a Tamche, then a Sosuke, then a two Lembeke, then a Samnata, then a Batuxian Susupa Uktaung Capsula, then a Rangi, Toma Nebanes, Tandapar to Sagbeg, then a Gewa Tang, then a Tagana Shingi. Da dewa la sukba tamche, dene roa simjian tamche la pa, dene tendesi inba samna tane, da norna tendesi jene, dene dakshin jene, da gom guyo re, ngus nyamlingi kapsu lungi tala, kyun song re, samba til shishane.
So that is what we have to develop in mind, in motive or trust, that I can remove the pain, suffering of sentient being, I will give my happiness to other. Having developed that internally in your heart, then the actual practice, as it is explained, do alternation by riding the breath. What it really means here, having developed that strong trust of can and will in your heart or in your mind, when you exhale your breath, you think that you are giving all your happiness, virtue, accumulation of merit from the beginningless time until now to the beings of the three realms. And when you're inhaling your breath, you think that all the obstacles, hindrance, illness, misfortune of the beings of the three realms that you are breathing in, into yourself. So you do that alternatively, sending and receiving. That's the whole idea of sending your happiness, virtue, and merit to beings and receiving their illness, suffering, pain upon yourself.
Tene, tik kapsula, tene, ketsishu de karresena, tene, tak, de, so, the, then it can't get by, sink dungle tins with lay. Then it been a rang the water into part derrick, a capsula. Then it catches you, then the red old travel chicken on it, catching for race. Benata Dunga the Lambacaps or Social Dunga and the Younger and Dummy, the Younger Sambeg, Tendegi, Togwata. Then it bena Siena, then there was Dere Capsula, then a Benat Sosola Gewa, last over some meter, Younger Sambeg, Redo, Tende, Nebeg, Totena, then a Nane, then it took share the case machine. Yes.
What seemed to be most important while we are practicing the Dolin practice is that you must practice this without fear and hopes. Because that is the, again, one hindrance that keeps us away from the betterment of the practice. Generally, when you are receiving all the illness and pain, you should not have any fear of actually getting such effect upon oneself. Nor, when you are sending such a happiness and joy, you must not expect or hope your own success, betterment out of that practice. So you try to practice without fear and hope. So as long as you have the fear and hope, as long as you're not absent from the fear and hope, the whole idea of the Tonglen practice, exchanging self with other, is not complete because you have fear and hope, so it's incomplete.
This one's a Hindu, then the Benamabic tonic had to catch a machine like this.
So, therefore, that your goal, purpose is to do a very complete practice of Tonglen, which is in the absence of fear and hope.
Then eh that e bena chidang gi gombe ge capsula then there is. Then eh tem ma sebe ge bena ngoso then eh gombe ge nega mai na yang to the number kondola sosyo ge ro ndu nyal cha bena ta tujung gi bena ngaran zo sebe ge capsula yang then eh so bena ta tisong are ta kaso re jolam then zo changmala the Jaya the Kachamishira is on it. This one the Kansungu or the Senna Ta Bena Sosuke, Shadanda was a lamba yina, Ta Bena Casavore, Ta Sosuke, Yul, then a Yiduwa, the Tendela, Chagwaki or eh? That is Shunas and Begum Zimba, Lucha Yungu, Chagwa Yungu, the Yunga Gapsula, then a Yag and Rosin the Tamji Ki, then a Tuxum Ganane, then a Ndosha the Yagland to a short Sambata. Then a Shadan Lambe Capsula, Megawa, Latin Shadan Lambe Capsula, then a Yul Megawa, Shadan Lambe Capsula, then a Negan Rossinger Tamji Tigi, the Casavore, the Shadan Ting a Kurtu a short Sambata. Then a Tagana Shingi Yul Ta Bena Yido Womio Kaya Mayimbala, then a Tajadangi Antoa Chigin Guiore, Tenzula, then a Then a Timuk Sigiore, Zuka Capsula, then Egan Penna Tinsu Tamjig, Dunga Tinsu Kito, Timu Tinsu Kito, a short Sunday, Penna Gombeg, Negap Tamjimani, but to June the Jonam Dobuchinaya, then it took Janet Dachin Jetubeg, Jay at the Ketcham Shira Res. Jetubach Guguyore is something.
So this practice of Tonglen, giving and receiving, it's also known as exchanging self and other, should be done in every mode of your activity. That in the post-meditation, not only during the meditation. So as such, that as you are walking, if you see